Well, they haven't been a part of what we've been doing for a while. Unfortunately, with Sam's injury early and obviously Eddie's injury, those are two big contributors for us, but we haven't had him around here for a long time. So Eddie's been in the building a good amount. It's good having him around, but you feel for Sam, you know, having a lot of concussions. The head injury is just such a thing you got to be careful with, and obviously feel bad for him. He's a good friend and a great competitor and player for us. So we're definitely thinking about both those guys. It's tough to go on IR. I was on the IR for 5 games a long time ago, and it's tough to be separated from the team. But, you know, we think about those guys a lot. They're still part of what we've accomplished here, and we definitely have missed them this season.
Aaron, somebody asked you after the game if you were still optimistic about the season. I think you said very optimistic. I didn't get a chance to follow up. What makes you optimistic?
I feel like we can run the table. I really do. I think the offense is starting to click a little bit more. We just got to put together a game where we're consistent from the first snap to the last. We've been, I think, getting closer to that. We've really been clicking at times in the last few games. But, you know, it's going to be important that we get going early. We had 3 3-and-outs start the last game. But overall on the season, we've done a better job of limiting our 3-and-outs. We've been sustaining drives pretty well. Obviously, with Michael being in the mix this week, gives us you know, two traditional running backs, but I think changes the face of our offense. And you add Jared and what he did last week, I just feel like it just takes one. We get one under our belts, things might start rolling for us, and we can run the table.
How daunting of a task is that, though? 6 pretty solid opponents now.
Well, you know, you got to take them one at a time, and I'm not a big cliche guy, but that's got to be the focus at this point. You know, we got a tough one Monday night. Mike's done a good job with the schedule, as he usually does this time of year, and giving us some time off to be with our loved ones. And we'll definitely make the most of that tomorrow. You know, there's been good focus and good preparation, I think, in the last few weeks. We just haven't executed in all three phases. And offensively, it's time we set the tone for the team and really took this thing over.
Speaking of Michael, what do you think he can bring to the run?
Well, you know, it's yet to be seen exactly in this offense. But what he's done in other offenses has been pretty, you know, pretty spectacular. I mean, he's scored 6 touchdowns this year, which obviously put him first on our squad. But he's a change of pace back, very quick, very athletic, and he's happy to be here. You know, I think he just is looking for an opportunity. Obviously, a guy of his talent, wasn't on the street for that long, so. Just a couple of hours until he was claimed. But I'm excited about getting him out there. James has done a great job. I mean, he's one of the best teammates that I've ever been around, a guy who just brings it from a focus and an attitude standpoint every single day, and love his energy and his attitude. Ty has been great for us. I mean, Ty has been, you know, just that that hybrid back for us and done some great things for us. And so adding Kristen to that is going to be great. You know, we got two traditional guys and a hybrid guy, and like I said, with Jared back and Richie played well last week, you know, we got some pieces in place that we were looking for.
How about for you personally, when you have those running backs like that, does it give you a little bit more, you know, confidence in the pocket to not have to force throws or anything like that when you know that you got two traditional running backs behind you?
Well, I mean, I don't know if that affects the mindset of a quarterback. It's just, it allows us to do some other things, I think, out there. We might be able to get in some more play-action stuff if we can establish a run. If you look at our stats the last couple of weeks, traditional runs have not really been there. I've scrambled, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 times a game, and then you're averaging, you know, 12 or 13 normal runs off of that. Some of those have been with Ripkowski, who's been great for us. So we haven't had, you know, the 15 to 20 traditional runs that we'd like to get a game. So I think with those two guys, you might have a chance to do some of that stuff.
When you get ready for a game like this, do you study only Philadelphia this year, or do you go back like Jim Schwartz's games in the past against you?
No, you go back to all that stuff. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Coach Schwartz as a competitor. We've had some great battles over the years, our teams and his. He always has a defense ready to play. They're aggressive. They run their, you know, their techniques, which are a little different based on their alignments and their stances than other teams. They've always been effective everywhere he's been, and it's going to be a good challenge for us.
How tough is it to play in Philadelphia? That environment, the fans, they throw snowballs at Santa, I heard. So.
Yeah, look, you got to look out for snowballs or batteries or really good trash talking. I think some of the best trash talking fans out there. I remember they were yelling at me when I was a backup. We were playing Monday night up there, I think in 6 or 7, and screaming, yelling at me about getting the splinters out of my butt. So, I mean, I give them credit. You know, a good trash talk is tough to do. They're some of the best fans. When we used to be introduced as well, individually on the road, now you just get introduced to the team, they were famous for, it would be the name and then sucks. If you guys remember that, if you remember being out there. I mean, that was, just some things with stadiums that that stick out and you remember. So it's definitely a hostile crowd, and you definitely have to get ahead of them early, try and take the crowd out.
Aaron, you talked about traditional runs. I know you have to play the season however it plays out, and you can't cry over what happens to you. But do you think it's fair to say that losing Eddie had a similar impact on your offense this year as losing Joel B had on your offense last year, the way he was playing and the importance that he had in what you were doing?
Well, it definitely changed a lot of stuff that we'd like to do. It wasn't just Eddie, though. We lost Eddie, and then we lost James very shortly thereafter. So that was probably the toughest part. Eddie's a great player. You know, he's had some big seasons for us. He's a tough back to tackle and to handle. I mean, he's, for a man of his size, he's very agile. I mean, he saw in the first game of the year, he catches a screen pass, should be a 4 or 5 yard loss, bounces off a guy, cuts inside, you know, takes on a low hit, and next thing you know, we got an explosive pass out of it. So he was really doing some good things for us. To his credit, I mean, he's, no one can ever question the guy's toughness. I mean, the guy is a tough football player, and he played through that injury for a long time and dealt with it with a lot of class and a lot of physical toughness that you respect as his teammate. So it was definitely tough to lose him for the season. When you doubled that, with James being out for a few weeks, definitely took us out of some of the stuff that we obviously want to do starting the season. I was really happy for him because he's such a great teammate. And, from the first time I talked to him on the phone when I was driving in L.A. and I had my my earpiece in, so I was legal. I could just tell how excited he was to be here, to be a part of what we're doing. And for him to be hurt in training camp and then obviously hurt early in the season was tough for him. But the thing you got to give him credit for is his attitude was spectacular, the kind of teammate that he is. I mean, he was always around the guys, always very positive, and just itching at the opportunity to get back out there. So it was a concerted effort on my part to get him involved. But obviously, you don't go in thinking he's going to catch a 6 for over 100 and have some of the kind of impact plays that he had. So I'm really proud of him. Like I said, he's a professional. He's got a fantastic approach to his job. And, his attitude and his enthusiasm is contagious. When he's catching balls out there and he's getting people excited and he's using his body, that's what we're looking for. And Rich as well. Rich has done some good things for us. He's not a guy who's going to blow up the stat sheet every single week, but he does so many little things within our offense that doesn't get a lot of credit for all the time. So I'm really proud of both those guys.
Sunday night, did you have a couple of plays where there were struggles to get the declarations with the offensive line in on time before the play got? I think you had that older line with Cadence on that drive with the field goal. And you've got Spriggs playing right guard toward the end of the game. Is that a concern?
Well, we want to get him comfortable for sure. We obviously had a lot of checks in the game to try and combat Cravens because he's a very talented rush guy for them as a rookie who, is a safety type body but plays really a linebacker spot for him. So, we had some adjustments based on that and his location and where Will Compton was lined up. We wanted to get Jason comfortable in there. Obviously, he was drafted as a tackle. We got him playing guard. We had a couple times where we were really trying to be perfect with the declaration, and unfortunately, it got us a couple times.
What have you seen in Carson Wentz so far in his young career?
I think he's doing a really good job. I think he's got a great demeanor about himself. I've seen on film just great anticipation. He's got a great arm, but he throws the ball with anticipation, and for a young quarterback, that's tough to teach. You kind of have to have that. He seems to have that moxie that the great quarterbacks have, where you have that charisma about you that you kind of raise the level your teammates play. And obviously not at the beginning of the season. I don't think he probably thought he was going to be the starter coming, you know, day one of training camp. But he obviously has a lot of those great intangibles to be able to step in on day one and play the way that he's played. So it's fun to see as a fellow quarterback. You'd love to see the next generation of guys stepping in and playing well.
Aaron, you mentioned after the '99 kickoff return, you made a comment about the team needs to be mentally tougher in those situations. Your confidence, saying you think this team can run the table. Where do you think this team's mental toughness is at this bad stretch you're going through right now?
Well, I think it's improving. I really do. You know, I think we responded definitely on offense. We responded well in the second half there. You know, with some really good drives. You know, we turned over there with a chance to bring it back to a four-point game as we were driving inside their 20. But I thought that the sideline was better, and we dealt with the adversity a lot better. And we got to, again, like I said, we have to help our defense out. We need to start faster. We need to set the tone early. And we've had stretches in the last four games where we've really been on a roll and tough to stop. And I'm confident we can get that going from the start and start to have that feeling like we had a couple of years ago when we just kind of knew that we were going to be tough to stop.
Two more for Aaron. When you say that you think you can run the table, you obviously know what you're saying. You know what the reaction is going to be. How important is it? Or how well do you have to play? Everybody's got to do their part. But at what level do you have to play?
At a really high level.
How do you make sure that happens?
Just gotta do what I've always done and do a little bit better every time I'm out there.
When you're playing the way that you are, whether it's getting in the holes or you're trying to overcome the injuries, do you feel at times that you're trying to overcompensate or do things maybe that you don't normally do because you're trying to make up for things that aren't going your way?
Personally?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm just trying to play the best I can play. And, you know, I know a lot's going to be on our shoulders, especially the way that we're starting games out. You know, we got to, like I said, you know, we got to start faster. I need to be sharper from the start, and I will be. And I'm confident if we can, you know, get this thing started off a little better each week, that we can get on that roll and be tough to stop. Now we got to go out there and do it. It's just idle words right now, but I'm confident in our guys and confident we'll respond on Monday.